Also today, 5 legislators in Anchorage and 6 people in Fairbanks sued to stop the Legislative Council's investigation of the Monaghan firing managed by Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French. The lawmakers are Representatives Wes Keller, Mike Kelly, and Bob Lynn, along with Senators Fred Dyson and Tom Wagner, all Republicans. They say the investigation is an attempt to use the Legislative Council to further partisan politics. House Republican Jay Ramirez, who's Judiciary Chair, says he's disappointed with both sides in the debate over the future of the investigation. He says he wants to see the issue resolved without fanfare on either side.
Certainly. Don't appreciate the behavior of my counterpart, Hollis French, who has, although he is shown contrition, has continued to make inflammatory statements to the national press. On the other hand, I have other colleagues that want to stand in the way of an ongoing investigation.
Legislative Council Chairman Kim Elton, a Democrat, says he sees the suit as a distraction, but he adds that he is comfortable with allowing the court to review the substance of the investigation and that the actions and decisions made so far are appropriate and within the mandate of the council.
The silver lining in this action that's been initiated by the 5 lawmakers is that some of the debate has now been kicked to the judicial branch, and the judicial branch, unlike the legislature in the governor's office, is far more insulated from the red-hot passion of presidential politics and may actually answer some questions in a way that won't be entirely politicized.
Ramirez, who wears a Palin campaign button and has a McCain sign in his yard, says he was saddened to see reports today of the McCain-Palin press conference on Monday that attacked Monaghan. Ramirez referred to it as the politics of personal destruction.
Walt Monaghan, an honorable man who has put himself in harm's way to protect the public good for more than 3 decades, is now being referred to as a rogue cop, and his integrity is being impugned. Steve Branchflower, there have already been runs impugning his integrity, and I just think it's a sad reflection on national politics crowding on to the state stage.
He says the national treatment of the issue is setting up the possibility of Monaghan filing a lawsuit against Alaska, for which he says he doubts the McCain-Palin campaign is prepared to reimburse the state.